Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Drew, congratulations. When did Doug Armstrong let you know the good news, and what was your reaction?
So Doug and I have been talking over the last week or so when he was over in Europe. And then just this past weekend, he had offered me the job. And obviously for me, an exciting moment, something that I've been working towards and something that I wanted to, for myself, my family, you know, moving forward, and certainly to be a part of the Blues organization when I came in and took over on an interim basis. You know, that was something that for me, you know, not only having success, you know, while I was there on the interim basis, but also, you know, the process, going through that process and giving myself an opportunity to be able to be interviewed and looked upon as the head coach of the St. Louis Blues.
Drew, how did you kind of handle the uncertainty from the end of the regular season till this past weekend?
Actually, you know what? Like, this is, I was, you know, pretty comfortable with, you know, leaving the season, and it can be a stressful time, but I felt, you know, by the end of the year that I'd done a lot of positive things with the players, with the team. Certainly was, you know, disappointing the way it ended up for us. But, you know, overall, I was happy with, you know, the strides we made with our players and with our team. And I felt at that time, you know, I'd done as much as I possibly could at that time. And now just to go through the process with Doug and the rest of the management staff and look forward to, obviously, the answer that I got in the last couple of days and going through that process. And now, you know, moving forward, you know, really excited to be back, excited to, again, to work with these players, excited to continue to grow with the leadership group and you know, excited to be back with the staff that I worked with.
Drew, when we last talked to you, you always seemed like you were talking like we and us and moving forward, you felt like you had this confidence that it was going to come back to you. Did you always feel that way, that it was going to eventually come back to you here?
I think it's important to be positive. I believe, you know, I believe in, you know, myself and the process that I've gone through for, you know, almost 9-10 years now as a coach, and continuing to grow and continue to be better. You know, when I talk about we and us, you know, I think it's important, you know, for a coach to, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're a little bit in the background for the coaches and the staff, and it's about the players, and it's about the organization. It's about the fans. It's not, you know, about me. And it's something that I learned not only as a player, but as a coach. And I think it's important to point out the fact that it is we and us. And, you know, that being said, you know, for my development and process, you know, I'm proud of where I am, but certainly there's a lot of work to be done moving forward, and I continue to grow as a coach.
As you've had a few weeks to reflect on the season, and I know you touched on it a little bit previously, but what are some things that you feel like you did really well, and what are some things that you just can't wait to get back to St. Louis and work on and maybe do well when you come back?
You know, I think, you know, when you come in under the circumstances I did, it can be difficult, and I felt I managed that very well. You know, luckily for me, I did have relationships with a lot of the young players that I continue to build on. Certainly building relationships with the older veteran players, the leadership group, was a key part for me. And moving forward, that's going to be, you know, a big part of you know, my summer plans is reaching out to those guys and continue to build on those relationships. I think that's, you know, that's extremely important as a coach to have those relationships with your players and with your leadership group. And, you know, I think that's the main focus for me right now. Obviously, tactically, you know, we're going to, you know, sit back here and watch the playoffs. And I think it's important to be able to digest that while it happens, you know, and then kind of look at our deficiencies within our game, things that we can, you know, continue to improve on. You know, we'll meet back, I think, at the end of June, early July, and start to get to work on those things that we find out.
Drew, do you anticipate any changes or additions to the coaching staff?
Right now, no. You know, I think, you know, number one thing when I talked to Doug is how, you know, ecstatic I was about, you know, having that group there. Again, like the circumstances that I came in, you know, this is a hardworking group. They welcomed me. They had my back, and I think it's important for me to have their back. And like I said, I think, you know, we're just at the tip of the iceberg here. I think there's a lot of work still to be done. You know, and I value the relationships that, you know, that Mike Weber and Steve Ott have with the players. And I think that's important moving forward, that we have that in our dressing room.
Hey, Drew, with the interim tag, there's a lot of uncertainty, you know, whatever, subconsciously, some players just wonder, is this going to be my guy moving forward? How much do you think it'll help you reinforce your beliefs and coach this team now having this 2-year contract?
Yeah, there's no question. I think, you know, as a player, you know, there is some doubt, you know, moving forward, what is going to happen with that person behind the bench? But you know, in all honesty, our players did an outstanding job. They were extremely respectful to what, you know, the message that we were sending as a group, as a leadership staff, you know, and I appreciated their effort every day and their commitment to us, you know, getting to where we got. But certainly, you know, the process moving forward, we're going to continue to build on it. I'm excited about the process. I believe in what we're doing. And I believe in the group that we have, and we're going to continue, you know, and building on that here in the future.
Drew, do you feel like you had a good balance of pushing and prodding this group when you talk about veterans and young guys, giving them the leash to get an expanded role? And how important is that going to be for you moving forward to be able to do that?
Well, you know, I think I had a good balance, and I think a lot of that balance is based on relationships. You know, you talk about accountability. I think you have to be able to have good relationships with younger players and your older players to be able to hold them accountable and for them to understand the reasonings and the why. But again, like that's something that for me moving forward, that I got to continue to work on and build stronger relationships with our players. So when it comes that time, you know, the why and the reasoning behind it is a lot easier for, you know, to have those conversations with players. But, you know, to answer your question in short, you know, I think it was a good balance for us, and the players accepted it. Sometimes they didn't like it, but they understood, you know, the process and where we were going with it.
Drew, you've obviously had a lot of experience in developing younger players. What are some of the important things from your perspective that you do in order to get growth from these younger guys?
Well, I think the easy thing is just, you know, communicating with them on a regular basis and just getting out and getting to know them as people and not really the hockey aspect of it. I think, you know, I think that just that comes in hand in hand, but building trust with them is number one, and having those conversations that, you know, sometimes may be uncomfortable, but, you know, I really believe in getting to know the person away from the rink and spending time, you know, not really talking about a ton of hockey until we have to do so. We talk about hockey all the time. So I think it's more important just to build those relationships with players. I do a lot of phone calls whenever I can meet up with the players in the summertime, you know, take time out of my away from my family to be able to build those relationships. And I think it goes a long way with those players.
Hey, Drew, Doug told us that he had his inner circle kind of conduct some interviews with you. if you don't mind, who'd you speak to, and did you come away from those feeling pretty good about how you presented yourself?
Yeah, so I spoke to Alex Steen, and then I spoke to Pete Shirelli, and also spoke to, obviously, at length with Doug, over, the last 3 weeks and previous to that, and then Scott Mellenby also. That process was, over a day, probably about a 7-hour interview with all those three peoples, and then, the continuing conversations with myself and Doug over the last, month or so, leading up to the offer of the job.
All right, any final questions?
Yeah, just how much you're looking forward to it, Drew. Obviously, there's some downtime here, and you said you got a lot of homework in front of you, but back to St. Louis, being the guy and leading this team through this next phase.
Yeah, really excited. I mean, like I had said previously, this was my main focus leaving the end of the year. And certainly when I first came in was, to do a job that gave me an opportunity to remove that interim tag and become a head coach in the NHL. And I think when you start coaching, you look at the levels where you start and where you need to get to. And certainly this is the pinnacle of hockey, and there's only 32 of these jobs. So I'm extremely proud, not only of the work that I've done, but I'm extremely proud to be a part of an organization like, the St. Louis Blues. Continue to work with the ownership group, with the management group, our players, our staff. I'm really excited about moving forward here and getting ready to this for the season and seeing everybody at development camp.